So you're asking why in the list of incarnations Vyasadeva is 17, Lord Ramachandra is 18. And then 19 and 20 is Krishna and Balaram. Often in Bhagavatam, things are not necessarily mentioned in chronological order. Although Bhagavatam is a historical narration, but its method of describing history is different than, for instance, what we learn in school, in that usually we think of history as something chronological. Bhagavatam mentions important events, important personalities, and incarnations of the Lord. And sometimes this type of reference not only refers to, for instance, this day of Brahma or this creation, but even to another. For the purpose of, because the important thing is not what's the sequence of events, but what's the purpose of those events or teachings. Like the story of Lord Varaha, which is described in Bhagavatam. I think it's Jiva Goswami who explains that the actual story that's given there, Lord Varaha lifts up the universe out of the water, and then the killing of Hiranyaksha are sort of put together as they only went, but actually they're different events by different Lord Varahas. One is Sweta Varaha when it comes in a white form, another one when it comes in a red form. But because the important thing is to describe the Lord's pastime as a boar. So, same way, those two events which take place at two different days of Brahma, which means separate creations, they're presented as it's Maitreya Muni, I think, presents them as it's almost one lila. So that, and then Vyasadev, although Vyasadeva's appearance is certainly doesn't precede Lord Ramachandra, because it's around Lord Krishna's time. But at the same time, the list of incarnations is to list the incarnations themselves. When they appear, it starts off in a chronological way, but when they appear, as I mentioned, is not so important. Is that okay? So you're reading the first canto? Hungarian or English?
Hungarian.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I have difficulty in reading in Hungarian. Something else?
Well, I was wondering about Loka Vrindavan. Is there any demons there?
In the question, in case it wasn't clear. really heard was either demons in Goloka Vrindavan, or are they just in Krishna's earthly pastimes? Srila Prabhupada said there are no demons in the spiritual world. And so we used to always think, I used to always think, that that meant that there are no demons. However, when we read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, then Sanatana Goswami describes how, just like Krishna leaves Vrindavan, so in the spiritual world the same thing happens. Kaliya and these demons also appear in Vrindavan, and Krishna enacts those pastimes. And in other words, he says there are demons in the spiritual world. So, but there's no room for demons. In other words, you can't be in the spiritual world with a demoniac mentality. You want to get to the spiritual world if you love Krishna. So, how is it possible that those demons are actually there? Because no one can be really inimical, and yet at the same time, those pastimes are going on, and Krishna is getting pleasure from those pastimes there in the spiritual world. So one explanation is that Yoga Maya manifests these forms, demons, to give Krishna pleasure. But they're actually a manifestation of her, rather than actually living entities who are inimical towards Krishna. And they're there to increase the love of the Brijbasis, because by Krishna being put into these dangerous situations and then being relieved of them, that always stimulates their love, and that's how love, one of the ways in which love for Krishna always increases in the spiritual world. And there's an example of this in Krishna Sangati. I was describing this in detail. There's an example, for instance, when how Yoga Maya does the same thing. When in a rasa dance, Krishna disappeared, right? And then the gopis went in search of him, and they started to enact his pastimes. All of his different pastimes. They became so much absorbed in love for Krishna that they were absorbed in his pastime. And then they enacted all of these things, Krishna killing the demons. Kavi Karnapur, he's one of Acharyas. Shivananda Sen's son, Chaitanya Charitamrita, speaks a lot about him, and he wrote very important books. And so he says, how is it possible for the gopis who are in the ecstasy of love for Krishna, how could they possibly be in a mood like Trinavarta or Putana, that they're going to kill Krishna? Gopis would never think like that. So how could they be enacting the role of Putana or Trinavarta or any of these demons in which Shukadeva Goswami describes? So he says that Yogamaya appears and she manifests forms of gopis who then display that type of inimical attitude towards Krishna. But otherwise, the gopis will never think of like Trinivarta or Putana, let me poison Krishna. They can't play that role. Their love for Krishna doesn't allow them to do that. So Yogamaya appears. So similarly, in the spiritual world, to facilitate similar pastimes of the Lord, Yogamaya can also manifest such forms of demons. They're not, it's her, and they're not really inimical towards Krishna, but there it's play acting, so they play out that role. And that's one of the reasons why Krishna comes to the earth, because here the demons really want to kill him, whereas in the spiritual world it's either if he's wrestling with the cowherd boys, then they're just wrestling for fun. Or if they're fighting, they're just fighting for fun, but they'll never really hurt Krishna. So, Krishna wants to enjoy that fighting for keeps. In other words, really fighting so that they're going to kill. And that's why Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, but even them, of course, at least them, they're devotees, they're Jaya and Vijaya. Kamsa in his previous life, he was a demon. He was a demon. He wasn't a devotee. But still, even though they were devotees, Jaya and Vijaya, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, still, they thought of themselves as demons, and they were absorbed in that mood of killing the Lord. If they could have, they would have. Of course, they can't. So, yes, Srila Prabhupada said there are no demons in the spiritual world. The demons can't get up there. But Yogamaya plays that role, or perhaps she can also place devotees in that role, like Jaya and Vijaya were placed in a role when they came to the material world, but also in the spiritual world. But access to the spiritual world is only for people who love Krishna. And that's what... That's why we want to attain that love for Krishna, which is already there. It's already dormant in our hearts, but it requires to be uncovered. And because it's covered by so many other things, therefore it's a real hard work. At least for us, it's hard work. But it can be done, and it can be done in one lifetime if we're very serious about that, and then we don't waste time. We realize, yes, this is what the goal of life is. If I have to maintain myself and do some other things, that's secondary. That's a secondary affair. The primary purpose of life is to be Krishna conscious, and that we should never compromise. Other things we can compromise, but that we shouldn't. So that's something always to keep in mind. Never compromise priorities.